Luke chapter 21. And Jesus looked up and saw the rich people throwing all their money into the treasury. Now, in the temple, there was this big collection box, and it had like a thing called a trumpet on it. And when you threw your coins in, it made a lot of noise. And so the Jews liked to show off how generous they were so that everyone would hear how much noise there was when they threw all these little coins into this big trumpet. And Jesus saw also a certain poor widow throwing in two little copper coins. And Jesus noticed that, and he said, "Truly I tell you, that this poor widow has thrown in more than all of them, for all of these have of their wealth thrown into the offerings of God, but she, of her poverty, has thrown in everything that she had." So that was all she had. So, as Paul says, God reckons our generosity according to what we have and not according to what we don't have. So we should be like her and really be willing to give all for God, even though nobody notices it, because Jesus notices, and he's very sensitive to this kind of thing. He notices. Now, there's all sorts of ways that we can be generous. It's not just putting money into a collection box in a church. You can buy something for somebody who's poor, or even for somebody who is poor, but maybe they have food and clothing, but just to buy them a little present, a little extra nice thing, because we've all received so much grace, and grace means a gift. That's what God has poured into our lives in different ways, and we are to reflect that by being generous to others. And as some of them spoke about the temple, how beautiful it was and how it was covered with expensive stones and various gifts, Jesus said, "As for these things that you're looking at, the days are coming in which there will not be left one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." And what happened was that great temple was to be attacked about 40 years later, and the Romans set it on fire, and the gold of the temple melted. And so the Romans pulled apart every stone to get the gold out of it. And so literally every stone of the temple was thrown down. And they asked him, saying, "Master, but when will this happen? And what sign will there be when these things will come to pass?" So Jesus now gives them a load of signs. And these had some fulfillment in the time coming up to when the temple was destroyed. But clearly they also refer to the things of the last days, when Jesus will come back. He could have come back quite soon after he died and ascended to heaven, but the Jews didn't repent. And so the possibility that he would come back at the time when the temple would be destroyed, this didn't happen. But instead, it's going to happen fully when finally Jesus does come back. So the signs that we're going to read of are had some possibility of coming true in the lead up to the events of AD 70. That was about nearly 40 years after Jesus died. And yet they mainly speak about the situation in the last days before Jesus comes back. And we like to hope that we are in those last days because we're looking forward to Jesus coming back soon. But if that's so, then this pretty awful situation we're going to read about is going to have to come true in our time. So Jesus starts off by saying, "Be careful that you're not deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and 'the time's drawing near.' Don't go out after them. But when you shall hear of wars and revolutions, don't be terrified. These things must first happen. But the end will not be immediately. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There'll be great earthquakes in various places and famines and plagues." That's all happening at the moment.
Earthquakes and kill people.
"And terrible sights and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues, put you into prisons, bringing you before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it will turn out to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what you shall answer. that I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your enemies will not be able to speak against. And you will be betrayed by parents, by brothers, by your relatives and friends. Some of you they will cause to be put to death. You will be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there will not a hair of your head perish. In your patience possess your souls. And when you will see Jerusalem surrounded with armies, then know that the desolation of it is coming near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let those who are in the midst of Jerusalem depart from there, and let them that are in the countries not come into it. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things that are written may be fulfilled. But woe to those who are pregnant and are nursing children in those days, for there will be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. And they will fall by the sword and will be taken away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem will be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, that means with no way out, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for worrying about whatever is going to come upon the earth, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draws near. And he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they now start to shoot forth, you know of your own selves that summer is now near. Now the fig tree is a symbol of Israel. And fruit on the fig tree represents spiritual fruit. That is the repentance of the Jews and their acceptance of Jesus. So Jesus seems to give that as the special sign. That's why we should be out there preaching to Jewish people. So likewise you, when you see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away till all is fulfilled. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts are overcome with drinking and the cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares, for as a trap will it come on all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Watch therefore and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. So, pray always, be aware, because it's going to come this day as a trap, as a snare that like comes round an animal and it doesn't realize it and it walks into a trap and the noose comes upon it and it's caught. We've got to be aware. We've got to be wise and realize that while all these terrible things are happening, particularly it seems in the land of Israel, Jerusalem surrounded by armies, people will also be drinking and full of the cares of this life and having a good time. And you can see how that will happen, that people just are so frightened about what's happening in the world that they just start living this worldly life. And we're told that we've got to be different and watch and long for the coming of Jesus.